All right, now we can move on to cash flow rule number two, which says cash is king. And notice the rule doesn't say profits are king. It says cash is king. This rule is very, very important. I want to make sure you really get it. If we get through the discussion of this rule and you're not quite sure you really got it, or if there's any question in your mind whatsoever about the points we're about to discuss, do yourself a favor and listen to it again and again until you understand it completely. Memorize it word for word if you need to. Whatever it takes to make sure you really understand this principle, it's critical to everything you're going to be learning in this program. The reason most business owners don't really know what's going on with their cash flow is that each of us has been taught that managing the financial side of our business means having financial statements. We've all been taught that financial statements show us the complete view of the financial side of our business. I was taught that, you were taught that. But the truth is, the financial statements by themselves do not give you a clear view into what's really going on with your cash flow. Now, there's no doubt the basic financial statements are important. In fact, they are a must. Banks require you to provide them. Investors require them. They're the common language of business. You cannot succeed in business without them. At the same time, though, if you have no other tool for understanding and managing the cash flow of your business other than the basic financial statements, you will always feel out of control. And there's three very important reasons why this is true. Number one is the accounting rules that govern the creation of financial statements are not about tracking the actual flow of cash through your business. They're focused on measuring profit or loss, not cash flow. The bottom line of the P&L is net income, and net income does not tell you what happened to your cash balance during the period. It merely defines net income based on the accounting rules used to create the P&L. That's why profiting your financial statements doesn't necessarily mean you created any cash. By the same token, a loss in your financial statements doesn't necessarily mean you lost any cash. I worked with a client recently that routinely reported an annual loss in their income statement of about $1 million a year. Now here's the interesting part. The beauty of that business was that it actually generated over $800,000 in positive cash flow every year. The rules of accounting required an investment made years before to be amortized, meaning expensed over time, in the income statement. The result was a big non-cash expense in the income statement every year that created a net loss. But the cash flow was unaffected. The cash continued to roll in despite the fact that the rules of accounting required the expense to be included in the income statement. And the opposite scenario is also true. The business headlines of the last 5 years have been filled with companies that showed incredible profits in their income statements, but their cash flow was a very different story. They ended up in bankruptcy because they actually had negative cash flow. They used more cash than they generated, despite the profits shown in their financial statements. Number two is your financial statements are focused on the past. The basic financial statements are always historical, meaning they show you what happened in the past. They're a bit like the rearview mirror in your automobile. The rearview mirror is very helpful when you need to see what's behind you. But when you're driving down the highway, your focus needs to be on what's in front of you. An occasional glance in the rearview mirror is all that's required. You have to have a good, clear view of what's ahead of you in order to get where you're going safely. Looking in the rearview mirror for too long and you'll end up crashing into something in front of you. It's the same way with your cash flow. You have to know what your cash flow was in prior months. You have to know what your cash flow and your cash balance is right now. And you have to know what you expect your cash flow and your cash balance to be over the next 6 months. Number three is a so-called cash flow statement that's required by generally accepted accounting principles is seriously flawed. Now, this will probably only affect you if you have a larger company or have some bank debt and have to provide annual audited financial statements. Generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP, requires that a complete set of financial statements include what it calls a cash flow statement. The name of that statement would suggest it's the perfect tool to manage your cash flow. It's not, not by a long shot. The basic problem with that schedule is the format and approach used to create it. While there are two versions of the statement, the one most commonly used backs into, basically, the change in the cash balance during the period being presented. It takes net income as reported on the income statement and computes changes in a number of balance sheet accounts, together with other investing and financing activities, to arrive at the change in the cash balance for the period. In fact, I heard it described recently by an MBA student. I was standing in line with a young lady at a seminar. She told me she had just completed her last accounting course as part of her MBA program. I started talking about how cash is king and how it's so important business to make sure you have your cash flow under control because I couldn't pass up the opportunity to help her get off to a good start. She said, yeah, in the last part of the course we learned about the cash flow statement. That was hard. It's like working backwards. What a perfect description. That's exactly why it's not the right tool for creating cash flow projections. It's formatted to work backwards from net income to the change in the cash balance. You pretty much need a degree in accounting to make any sense out of the schedule. The famous psychologist Abraham Maslow had a great saying that speaks to this issue perfectly. He said, "When all you have is a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail." A hammer is a very useful tool when you need to drive nails. When you need to cut a board, though, the hammer is definitely not the right tool. If you work long enough and hard enough, you might be able to break the board with a hammer. The problem is you'll have a splintered board. You'll have done something worse than if you had never used the hammer at all. It's the same way with the cash flow statement that's part of the basic financial statements. Don't try to use it as a tool for managing your cash flow. Despite its name, it's a lousy tool for understanding and managing your cash flow each month. So the key takeaway for you here on this rule is to make sure your focus is always on cash. Always know what's going on with your cash flow. Not sometimes, always. Cash flow rule number 3 says, know your cash balance right now. It's absolutely critical that you know what your current cash balance is, and you should be able to put your hands on that number quickly. You have to have an accurate cash balance on your books in order to manage the business intelligently. You have to have that to ensure you're making good financial decisions each day. Even if you're an experienced business person, you're headed for failure if you're not making business decisions using an accurate and complete cash balance. Decisions that might otherwise be brilliant become deadly when they're based on inaccurate data. Think of it this way. If you go to the doctor and he or she makes an inaccurate diagnosis, the prescription or treatment you receive could be harmful, even fatal. The diagnosis has to be accurate before the treatment can be prescribed. And in business, you have to have good numbers, and the most important number of all is the cash balance. You need to know exactly where you stand financially before you make important business decisions. You have to have it to answer even a simple question like, can I pay these vendor invoices on my desk right now? So let's take just a minute now to look at what's required to maintain an accurate cash balance in your accounting system. First is cash receipts. You need to enter your cash receipts shortly after the end of each day. As you receive money in the mail from credit card sales and so on, you need to record those transactions in your accounting system. Regardless of whether you made a deposit at the bank that day or not, you still need to post the deposits to your books. Even if something happens to prevent the deposit from being physically taken to the bank, you still need to record the transaction in your accounting system. Date and record the transaction in the system on the day you receive the money. Second is vendor invoices. And there are two very important points I want to make here. First is enter invoices from your vendors promptly after you receive them. Don't let them sit around because you don't intend to pay them right away. Get them in the system ASAP. Second is pay your bills on or before the date they are due. Don't buy into the belief out there that you're being smart with your money by delaying payment until after the due date. Develop a reputation with your vendors for paying them on time. The outstanding reputation you develop with your vendors is worth 10 times more than any interest you may earn by paying your bills late. Another reason for getting your bills in the system quickly is that it gives you an accurate accounts payable balance in your accounting system. Accounts payable is the dollar amount of bills that have not yet been paid. It's basically money that is soon to be deducted from your cash balance. This number plays a very important role in answering cash flow question number 2. I've seen too many businesses that take way too long to get their invoices in the accounting system. Sometimes the delay is just procrastination. Sometimes it's because the invoices are being routed to several people for approval to pay. But your standard should be to have invoices in the system within 1 to 2 days of receiving the invoice. That way you can make sure your accounts payable are accurate and make it easier to get the bills paid on or before the due date. Third is to reconcile the cash balance. The cash balance needs to be reconciled to the bank balance every month. As every month you receive a bank statement from the bank, the statement shows the beginning bank balance, all the deposits, checks, and other transactions that have cleared the bank and is in your ending bank balance. You need to reconcile the cash balance on your books to the bank balance promptly. This is not a task to be neglected. It's the perfect way to verify that the cash balance on your books is accurate. It's also the way you verify that the bank hasn't made any mistakes with your account, because you've entrusted the bank with a very precious asset, and you have to make sure they are caring for your cash properly and accurately. Reconciling the two balances each month is the way you do that. And my recommendation is to have the reconciliation complete within 2 to 3 days of receiving the statement from the bank. You'll find any problems or errors quickly, which means you can correct them quickly. That brings us to cash flow rule number 4 that says, do today's work today. The key to keeping an accurate cash balance in your accounting system is to do today's work today. When you do that, you'll always have the numbers you need when you need them. And if you're in a small business, maybe you or your spouse has the job of keeping the books. You're busy running the business, taking care of customers, and making the sale. So you say to yourself, it's a hassle, it's not as important or as urgent as the hundreds of other responsibilities I have. So the data entry backs up. It goes in the stack I call the I know I need to do it, but I can't do it right now stack. Maybe it gets done once a month, maybe it even takes longer. To quote my favorite author, Brian Tracy again, this is not for you. And one of my favorite comparisons is to look at your financial record keeping the way you'd look at doing the dishes at home. Do you or someone else in your family, if you're lucky, do the dishes every day or do you just let them kind of pile up for days or weeks until you can, quote, get around to it? If you've gotten in the habit of putting off the accounting and data entry work in your business, I'd like to suggest a little test. Try this at home for one full week and see what happens. Here's a test. Stop doing the dishes. Allow them to stack up for a full week. You can save yourself the time and trouble of cleaning up after meals. After you enjoy a good meal, put the dishes in the sink or on the counter and move on to the other important things you have to do around the house. Just think how much free time you'll create for yourself. After the first day or so, a couple thoughts start to go through your head like, I'm still going to have to do the dishes. When I do, there's going to be a huge stack and it's going to take a long time. And after a week of sitting there, they're also going to be smelly and have old, hardened food all over them. You'd be embarrassed when friends come over and see a pile of dirty, nasty dishes stacked up in your kitchen. Then after a week of stacking up, isn't it a much harder chore to clean them? So ask yourself this question. Do most people do the dishes every day because they just love doing the dishes? Of course not. They do them every day because it's one of those chores that can be overwhelming if neglected. Doing the dishes every day is a practice of doing today's work today. You do it because the alternative approach is a terrible idea. When you take today's work and save it until tomorrow, all you've done is piled it onto tomorrow's work. You've procrastinated on the false assumption that it will somehow be easier tomorrow. Doing today's work today is the approach to use in your business. Specifically, make sure the books are kept current every day. That will ensure you have an accurate cash balance.